So today we have plenty of topics with NFL, just the usual. It is a Sunday night, so plenty of games going on right now. So we're just going to talk about mostly all the early window games. This could be a quicker, little talk tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have a nice long podcast like usual. Going through all the Week 13 games. But tonight's just kind of a recap of the early window games. So let's get right into it. So one piece of news that is newer, we have ex-Steeler Ryan Clark says Big Ben is hurting his team. He says it's time for him to take a seat. I owe my Super Bowl ring to Big Ben. With all that being said, time is up. It's time to move on. It's time to see what else you have in that locker room. Big Ben is hurting the team right now. Big Ben is not allowing the other pieces around him to progress, to grow, to learn. Big Ben, he hurts Chase Claypool. He hurts Deontay Johnson. He hurts Najee Harris. He hurts the Pittsburgh offense as a whale. It's time for Big Ben to take a seat. Now, obviously, that's going to get a lot of pushback from. I think that it is time for Big Ben. Obviously, he should have retired probably 2 years ago. Go out when you're high and not when everybody knows you're kind of cooked. It is talked about that Big Ben has told some teammates privately that this is his last season and he'll be out. Now, it is to be said that the Steelers aren't making the playoffs this year. I'm going to be the first one to say it. They have a really rough schedule going up, and obviously they're playing the Ravens right now. Pretty sure it's halftime and they're losing, but they're not a playoff team this year. They kind of just need to kind of find a quarterback, and the defense is just not right now. So obviously it's not Pittsburgh's year. It hasn't been in the last decade, so we'll see what happens to that. Next up, another little piece we have is the Buccaneers are considering cutting Antonio Brown after the fake vaccine card whole issue and getting suspended 3 games. Now, I do think it is viable for the Steelers to, or not Steelers, the Bucks to cut Antonio Brown. It's hard because Antonio Brown is a big piece of this offense, and it really opens up a lot of the offense. But with all the misinterpretations and off-field nonsense with Antonio Brown, it's time to go. It has been told that once Antonio Brown slips up once, he's gone. So this might be the time to cut him. Obviously, I think after the Bucks, Antonio Brown's gone from the NFL. He's out. The Bucks were kind of his last resort. Antonio Brown didn't get any offers from free agents in the offseason, even after that huge Super Bowl. And it's sad to see, but Antonio Brown is slowly withering away in the NFL. Considering he was a top three receiver 4 or 5 years ago, it's sad to see, but it's not great. Not even 4 to 5 years ago, maybe like three. Like Antonio Brown was a huge piece to that Steelers offense, and Antonio Brown was putting up Jerry Rice-like numbers. Like people forget, Antonio Brown, before all this nonsense since he left the Steelers, Antonio Brown was putting up Jerry Rice numbers. He was on pace to break some of Jerry Rice's records. And it's sad to see because he still has the talent. He can't stay out of his own way off field. And it's sad to see, but Antonio Brown, sad to see, but he hasn't been cut yet. Maybe he'll get another chance with the Buccaneers and he'll clean up his act, but right now it's not looking very good. Now getting to some of the early windows in the Week 13 games, we have our biggest takeaways from the 13 games. Minnesota loses to Detroit. Obviously, you have to put this one on. Detroit is not gonna go winless this year. They actually won a game and they beat Minnesota. They beat Minnesota on a last play touchdown to take the lead and close the game out. So obviously that was a huge stunner because Minnesota was looking like they were en route to make the playoffs as a wild card this year, but it's still early in the season. There's still like 5 weeks left, so Minnesota still has a shot. The NFC wild card spot is up for grabs considering the Eagles are 6-7 and they're in the wild card, so Minnesota's only 5-7. They're still easily in it. But Detroit, congrats, you actually won a game this year. That's great. Next, this might be a little bit of a shocker that it's in the list, but the Colts defeat the Texans 31-0. The reason why I put this in it is obviously when you shut out a team, no matter how bad the team is in the NFL, you're still shutting out a team. That's huge. Look at the Patriots when they shut out the Falcons. That's really when the whole media just blew up over Mac Jones and the Patriots, is after that standalone Thursday night game against the Falcons like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Obviously, this is an early window game, so it's not going to get talked about a lot, but the Colts defense allowing 0 points. Tyrod Taylor isn't a bad quarterback. And considering the Texans scored 0 points, that's huge. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor did his thing. Two touchdowns, 143 rushing yards. Absolute monster right now. And the Colts just rolled the Texans. But obviously, when you shut out a team, you got to talk about it. Now, it is talked about that Carson Wentz is slowly creeping into the most improved player or comeback player of the year. It's kind of weird to think about comeback player of the year as Carson Wentz, but considering what Carson Wentz was last year, he should be in that talk. Carson Wentz is he's killing it for the Colts, and it got a lot of pushback when the Colts traded for Carson Wentz, but look at what it is right now. It's huge for the Texans, or for the sorry for the Colts, for what they did with that trade to the Eagles, and it's gonna be crazy to see what happens. Obviously, this is another big game of the day is Chargers unravel the Bengals 41-22. It's kind of crazy. The Chargers were barely a betting favorite. Barely a betting favorite. I'm pretty sure they might have been an underdog, actually. And they just routed the Bengals. Obviously, Joe Burrow did get hurt, so that had a effect in it. Joe Burrow had a touchdown and two picks. T. Higgins had himself a day. Hit like 128 receiving yards and a touchdown. So, T. Higgins, congrats for the great week. But, man, the Chargers just dismantled the Bengals defense. Joe Mixon also did get injured, but did return and score a touchdown. But Joe Burrow did get a he his pinky finger on his throwing hand was very swollen. They showed a picture during the game. It was bad. It was huge. It was they was trying to put a glove on, but it didn't look good. So obviously we'll see what happens with that, but. That was another big takeaway is the Chargers, they rolled the Bengals, rolled them. Mike Williams had himself a game too. He had like 110 yards, no touchdowns, but he had 5 receptions for 110 yards. Keenan Allen had 34 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. So if you're a fantasy player like myself, Keenan Allen did you a solid today, and Justin Herbert with 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. But yeah, Chargers are, they're looking good right now. The Chargers are one of the biggest roller coaster teams in the NFL right now. 1 week they're looking pretty good, and then 1 week they're just looking awful. But that is another big takeaway I have for the early window games. And last topic of the day. My updated playoff picture, who's falling out and who's getting in. Obviously, I'm just going to talk about the wild card teams, because the division leaders, there's not really a lot to talk about with them. The AFC East is a little bit interesting with the Bills and Patriots, but I'm just going to talk about the wild card teams today. And all right, so we'll start with the AFC. The AFC wild card consists of the Chargers, Bengals, and the Bills. Who do I see falling out? I have the Bengals falling out, and it might just be a little bit recency bias because I just saw them get routed by the Bengals or the Chargers. And the Colts having a great week, but the Colts have been good. Yes, last week they did lose to the Bucks, but the Bucks are also in the NFC division leaders, so the Bucks are a good team. But I have the Bengals falling out. I give them one more year, and then the Bengals really have a chance to take this division over. But I just don't think it's the Bengals' year yet. I think they're one more year off, and then they'll be in a great spot. But I do have the Bengals falling out and the Colts creeping in. The Colts have been just playing great football. Jonathan Taylor looking like an MVP candidate, honestly. And I will have my MVP candidates probably later this week. I do want to do a segment or maybe a whole podcast dedicated to all the like awards and who do I think they're gonna go to at the end of the year. But anyways, that is the AFC. I don't really think the Buffalo Bills and the Chargers. I think the Chargers will make it, and I think the Bills are obviously gonna make it. The Chargers are a little bit. I'm a little bit skeptical of the Chargers, but I do think they will barely make it, squeeze in, and I do think the Bills will make it. The Bills are just too good and too talented to not make it. But that's what I have. I have Bengals falling out and Colts creeping in the wild card. NFC, funny enough, I actually don't see any teams really moving in or out. The NFC wild card teams are the Eagles, the 49ers, and the Rams. The Rams don't have a super hard schedule coming up, so I think they'll make it. The Niners have actually been playing on fire recently, so I do have the Rams, or sorry, the 49ers making it. And then a controversial one is the Eagles. Now, the Eagles won and Minnesota lost today, so that was a huge push for the Eagles that they needed. Jalen Hurts didn't play today, but Gardner Minshew did get the job done against the Jets. The Eagles are the only team I can see to falling out of the NFC wild card. But looking at the other teams that are in the NFC wild card spot, or in the playoff, like hunt, the only ones I can really see is either Minnesota or potentially Washington. Washington, I don't love them on offense or defense. I think they're just viable on both. They're pretty good. Minnesota's kind of the same way, but I feel like their offense is a little bit more streaky. But Adam Thielen did go out of the game really early with an injury, an ankle injury, so that's not good. And Dalvin Cook's going to be out for a couple weeks, so Minnesota could be falling out of the playoff picture. So that's why I did say the Eagles are going to be the team to keep in the wild card for the NFC. But it's the playoffs are really molding into right now, and it's going to be good. Another little bonus piece I have right here. Miami Dolphins, they're looking good. They beat the Giants today, and they looked solid. But thank you for listening if you're still here, and I will definitely upload some more podcast this week. I'm having fun with the podcast. I'm liking them a lot. But if you're still here, thank you for listening. And I appreciate just the views. That sounds really corny and stuff, but it drives me more. It drives me a lot more, and I just appreciate it. So have a good night, and enjoy some football.